Quantum leap, nuclear anti-neutrinos, and a Pacific Ocean heating up. Chinese physicists set a quantum entanglement record this week, entangling two quantum memories across 420 kilometers of optical fiber, more than four times the distance of any previous demonstration. The achievement matters because quantum entanglement at distance is the foundational requirement for quantum key distribution, a method of securing communications where any interception attempt physically disturbs the system and is therefore detectable. Unlike classical encryption, which rests on mathematical problems that are difficult but theoretically solvable with sufficient compute, quantum key distribution is grounded in physical law. At 420 kilometers through fiber, intercontinental quantum-secured communications, running through the infrastructure that underlies the existing internet, is closer to practical reality. China's investment in quantum communications has been substantial, and this result suggests technical milestones are being reached ahead of most Western estimates from 5 years ago. Scientists separately announced the first-ever detection of antineutrinos, the antimatter counterpart of neutrinos, emanating from spent nuclear fuel rods. Antineutrinos interact almost not at all with ordinary matter, making them extraordinarily difficult to detect. Spent fuel continues to generate them through radioactive decay long after a reactor shuts down. The most immediately practical application researchers cite is non-proliferation monitoring. If the antineutrino signature of spent fuel can be remotely detected, it offers a tool for verifying whether reactors are operating as declared and whether fuel is being diverted without requiring physical on-site inspection, a meaningful capability given the difficulties of monitoring programs that are not fully cooperative with international inspection regimes. The World Meteorological Organization warned this week that the El Niño building in the Pacific is approaching what climatologists classify as a very strong threshold, and that the event is expected to intensify through October. Indonesia has already launched weather modification operations, cloud seeding, to counter worsening drought. The concern for Indonesia, the world's fourth most populous country at 277 million people, centers on rice production already under stress from the dry conditions characteristic of El Niño years in Southeast Asia. The WMO is assigning elevated probability to 2026 becoming the hottest year on record, a record previously set in 2025. El Niño events release stored ocean heat into the atmosphere, and a very strong event layered on top of background greenhouse warming can produce temperature anomalies that set records even in years that would otherwise be average. The compounding effect that climate scientists have been modeling and that is now observable in real time. In a more immediate application of autonomous technology, Florida schools announced the deployment of pepper-spraying drones designed to respond to active shooter situations before law enforcement arrives. The stated logic is a non-lethal deterrent delivered faster than human response times allow. The concerns are substantive. Accuracy in a chaotic environment with students sheltering in place, legal liability if the system deploys incorrectly, the psychological effect on students of attending schools with autonomous weaponized infrastructure, and the open question of whether a publicly known countermeasure retains deterrence value against a motivated attacker who can prepare for it in advance.